We come to the prayer time now where we lift our prayers of praises and give thanks to God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. And be thankful for everything that we receive is from God and God alone. So let us be thankful for that. And also we'll bring our concerns and burdens and our needs before God, who is our Heavenly Father, who will hear our prayers and answer our prayers according to His will at the right timing. So let us bring our prayers of praises and prayers of burdens at this time. If you can turn with me to the back of the bulletin, we have the prayer request listed in those boxes there for your continued prayers and your regular prayers, pray for these people and these items listed there. Wanted to let you all know that Carol has been taken to a memory care facility as of Thursday. So please pray for her, and also please pray for Wayne. It is a very difficult time that both of them are going through. Many of you probably have that experience when you had that, so you can relate to that. This is the time when we lift each other up in our prayers, in our love, in our care, in our compassion. So please reach out to Wayne and support him during this time, that the difficult time that he's going through also. As we remember the life with her singing, the blessing that she brought to this church, God is good. Also, please continue to pray for the remaining items that we have there in the boxes, the people and those items listed there in your regular prayers. Pray for Jeff Woodman, Sean and Amy Conway, Lou Hughes, and Yolanda is here with us, Pam, Ashton, Adam, and also Melissa Pilcher and her family. And continue to lift Jean McPrayer and Grace Saints and Jerry Raines in your prayers. And anyone that I have not mentioned that you can remember, please lift them up also. Let us pray for our service workers, our military, our fire, police, grocery clerks, and many others who support us daily in our daily lives behind the scenes. Let us remember them and be thankful for their services and lift them and their families up in the prayers. Let us pray for our country, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others, especially during the time of political issues going back and forth. We pray that, let us pray that God will give them the wisdom to make the right decisions and have a solution to all of these problems that we are facing in our country and also around the world, that we need peace around the world at this time. So we honestly need to pray more so the world leaders will be guided by God's wisdom and not human wisdom, that that will bring peace to this world. Let us pray for this church, our church that God has given us to do in this community, to serve here at this time, to do it faithfully. And also pray for the Hispanic church also, that we can serve God's kingdom in ways that He opens up doors for us, so that we can be faithful in His hands to do His work. We pray for all the churches in coming and around us, the pastors, leaders of the church, and missionaries and ministers who are around the world working to spread the love of Christ. God will strengthen them with the power of the Holy Spirit, that they will work faithfully in the situations that they are in. Those are the requests that I have for you for the prayer time. Anybody have any special request to call out? Also remember Rich in our prayers. Rich was in the hospital for a day for his pneumonia. Rich here. And he's back today with us. We'll keep you in our prayers, Rich. And be strong. God is good. Anyone else? If not, let us go to God in prayer, and we'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I'll close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. The scripture tells us not to be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition and with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which exceeds all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Gracious and merciful God, we thank you for the gift of life that you gave us in this world, not out of our choice, but because it was your choice. For us to be here in this world with the time that you have given us, you have set up for us. Our life in this world comes with joys, blessings, as well as pains and sufferings. Hills and valleys, as we go through life, situations have changed and many things have happened, then we look back. But one thing remained constant was your faithfulness, your presence with us, that guided us every day, every moment of our lives. Your faithfulness is from everlasting to everlasting. And you are the same yesterday, you are the same today, and you will be the same tomorrow and forever. Thank you for giving us this life in this world, and covering us with your love and protection every day. We come before you with our needs also, O God, our burdens and concerns, and many worries that we carry in our hearts. We seek your presence, we seek your peace at this time, O God. Many of us are broken in many different ways. As we have remembered our dear ones that we have lifted up by names, especially as Carol is in the facility now, we pray that your special hand be upon her. And also to those who are caring for her, to be caring and compassionate and loving. Let her feel your presence in that situation there, O God. You know everything that is going on with her more than we do, more than the doctors and the nurses that treat her. Bless her with your grace, O God, and make that a more comfortable place where she can be cared for during this time of her care there. We also lift up Wayne into your hands, O God. It's not easy to go through situations in life like this. But we know that there is a God who cares for us more than our father or mother or even ourselves, because you are a kind and compassionate and gracious God. You know our lives inside out more than we do, and we trust him in your hand, O God. Bless him with your peace, the peace that the world cannot give and the world cannot take away. Continue to comfort him with your presence, as it's very difficult for him at this time, especially at home alone. Bless him with your presence, O God. Help us to be a caring, loving church in situations like this. We pray for those that we have named, especially Jeff Woodman, Sean and Amy Conway, Lou Hughes and Yolanda and Pam, Ashton, Adam, and also Melissa Pilcher and Jan Basor and many others who are going through sickness and pain and also family issues and problems in their lives. We pray for your healing hand to touch them, those who need healing. Empower them, those who need protection and guidance, O God. And comfort them, those who are in distress and grief. You are the one who strengthens the weak and gives us power when we feel powerless. Help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve, O God. And give us the grace to act in faith in times of pain and hurts and suffering. We come before you as thankful people. Because even the youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. We come before you to receive your strength, O God. Help us, Lord, to always trust in you and not to trust in this world or in these resources. Bless us today, Lord, as we gather to worship together in this Palm Sunday, that when we meditate on the word and take part in our lunch, that your name will be glorified in everything we do here, and your people will be blessed and touched by the power of your Spirit. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the offertory, please.
Doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and all the blessings you give us in this life. We pray that you bless this offering to your use and us to thy service, and keep us ever mindful of the needs of others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please remain standing for the scripture reading, which comes from Luke chapter 19, verses 24 through 40. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethage and Bethany, at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' say, 'The Lord needs it.' Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They replied, 'The Lord needs it.' They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' 'I tell you,' he replied, 'if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out.'" The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word that you gave us to be life and spirit in us and also to be life and spirit to this world through us. As we open our hearts to you, O God, fill us with your power of the word, that we receive with humility and obedience, that whatever you ask us to do, help us to be obedient to follow your commands. Illumine our souls, O God, so that we can understand the meaning of the message that we hear today. Speak to us, O God, in ways that we can understand and experience. As we go from this place, that we'll be changed people. Not like we came here, but a different outlook on life. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. So today is Palm Sunday, that we have palm leaves that we were waving and remembering the entry of Jesus to Jerusalem, the beginning of his last week in this world, that started with his procession on a donkey to Jerusalem. And the whole story is listed in all Gospels, all four Gospels, reminding us that the people who sang Hosanna, save us, are the same people towards the end of the week turned around and started shouting, crucify him. So they missed something. They missed some point in between what they were seeing and what they were celebrating. You can be with Jesus and still you can be in church, or you can think you can be with Jesus and still miss the point. Like the people who crowded around him during that Palm Sunday. We can miss God in plain sight, just like the crowd missed him. A little boy was sick on a Palm Sunday, and he stayed home from church with his mother. His father returned from the church with a palm leaf in his hand, like we have here today. So the boy asked him, why do you have that palm leaf, Dad? And the dad said, you see, when Jesus came into town, everyone waved palm leaves at him, palm branches to honor him, so we got palm branches today. And the little boy replied, oh no, the one Sunday I miss is the Sunday that Jesus shows up. We can miss Jesus in the busy areas of our lives every day that we go through. The Jewish people missed him. Not because they haven't seen him, not because they have experienced and saw the miracles and the things that he did. It is because they had a different outlook on the Savior that they were expecting, the Messiah. And then when Jesus went through this crowd, he was riding on the donkey, the crowd was celebrating and singing Hosanna, and blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. In the midst of this celebration, something unexpected happens. Jesus stops. He raised his face towards the city of Jerusalem. And we read there that he wept. When people were shouting and rejoicing and singing celebration and songs, Jesus was weeping in the midst of that. Sometimes I feel like that when God looks at this world and us today. We might be joyful and worshiping together and everything, but God might be weeping, looking at the things that are happening in this world. Jesus was looking at Jerusalem about the future of destruction that was going to come to that city. And he knew exactly that city was going to be taken over by foreign rule. And there will be killing and People will be killed and Jerusalem, the temple will be destroyed, which happened afterwards in 70 AD. Because it was in the prophecy and the Jewish people didn't understand it. But Jesus read it, he knew it. And even in the middle of that celebration that they were celebrating, he was weeping, not only for the coming destruction of the city, but also about the people around him who is missing the whole point. He is weeping about them also. He weeps because they missed the presence of God in the midst of that crowd. God had come near and they did not recognize him. We talk about the city of Jerusalem and Jesus weeping at it, that the city of Jerusalem has been considered to be the holy city of the Jewish people. Their life, their faith, their tradition, their history is all tied with the city of Jerusalem. And because they missed the presence of God, the time of God's visiting, that's what Jesus said when he wept in verses we continue to read. On verses 43 and on, we will read that the days will come upon you when your enemies will build embankment against you, and they will dash you to the ground. You and the children will be thrown into the wells. They will not leave one stone turned because you missed the time of God's coming to you. So Luke is a, like you all know, he was not a disciple. He was a Gentile historian who was asked by the king at the time to write a history of what was happening. And he was asked to write the history. So Luke wrote the gospel as a historical document, documenting what was happening there. And he also wrote the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles. So he was looking at us on a historian, the outlook of a historian. He establishes the continuity of historical ministry of Jesus and the significance of his death and resurrection that was about to happen during that week. Because the Bible is full of stories about the coming of Jesus. During the birth of Jesus, as Luke writes it and the other gospel writers write it, Jesus was blessed by an older priest at that time called Zechariah. His name was Zechariah. He took the baby in his hands and said that God has redeemed his people and the salvation has come to the people here when he saw Jesus. Zechariah was the high priest at the time and he acknowledged and he knew who Jesus was. And then as we continue the story, Luke continues the story. We read in Luke chapter 7 that there was a woman who lost her son, died. A son died. And Jesus raised him from the dead. At that time, they actually saw the miracle and they witnessed the miracle. And many of them said, God has visited his people. So there are things happening and signals around them that will tell them that this is the Son of God. God who came to this world in the midst of your pain and suffering, here he is. But they still did not want to pay attention to that. They wanted to see a king who will ride on a horse rather than a donkey. They were looking for a king who will take over the kingdom from the Roman rule and give them freedom and fight with his army. That's the kind of king that they were looking for as Messiah. But God's Messiah, who was to come to this world, came not as a warrior, not on a horse, but as a God's agent of peace, riding on a donkey, which they did not want to accept. So they could not accept the fact that Jesus was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Messiah they missed. Knowing God in the present is very important. The appearance of God in many different ways in our lives tell us that God is with you. Sometimes we don't want to acknowledge it. Sometimes we don't want to accept it. It can come through in many different ways. Through our experiences in life, through our people, through scripture, or when we pray. Listen to that small still voice and understand that God is there with you in the midst of your pain and suffering. And that's why Jesus wept, that the people did not understand and recognize who was in the midst of that crowd. And then they also were very busy celebrating the tragedy of missing God in the plain sight brought lack of peace. Ever since I told you the history of Jerusalem, that's a city that never known peace ever. And it is still the same situation. Because they would not want to accept God's presence and want to follow God's command. But God's Son is here in their midst, bringing peace to this world. He said, I am the peace. I bring peace to you. But they missed the peace of God in plain sight, making their peace lost forever. The Jerusalem, the name itself, Salem, means peace. Jerusalem means city of peace. The very name is not applicable to that city anymore. That's the only city that never known peace ever. And still it's going on now. I don't have to tell you about it. We can miss Jesus the same way today. Not just their story. We can see Jesus in many different ways. Many people think that he's a teacher or tell that he was a great teacher. And the Jewish people said he was a prophet. But to understand him as the Son of God and the God who wants to rule in your life as Lord and Savior, to accept him as personal Savior in your life, that's the biggest challenge that we need to take on, to understand him and receive him as our Savior, so that we would not miss Jesus in the same way as the Jewish people missed him. Sometimes we see a phone call coming and we don't know, we don't understand the number or recognize the number, we don't pick it up and see what is it. Lately we get a lot of bad calls, so we sometimes don't pick it up. But sometimes it could be an important call from a doctor's office, right? And many times when they don't leave a message and ask you to call back, you'll never get back anybody you want to talk to. Then what do you think? Oh, I should have picked up that call. How many times that you have done that? That's exactly what happened to the Jewish people. They missed him, and then they realized, we read that later on in the scripture, that even the disciples did not understand it, what was happening, and they did not acknowledge it. And it reads that in the later on in this chapter, that when Jesus was crucified and he rose from the dead, then they realized and recognized Jesus, what was going on. So why did they miss him? They were spiritually blind. They did not read the scripture the way it should be read. They did not pay attention to what was written in the scripture. They were too religious but not following the scripture. We can be like that too. We can be religious in many ways. We can celebrate the Palm Sunday. We can celebrate Easter. And we can celebrate Christmas as Christians. We can celebrate a lot of things. But our spiritual blindness can sometimes catch us and miss God's presence in our lives. And also they were too comfortable. Life was very good for them. The religion was very routine. They can go to temple and celebrate the feast. There was no urgency for them. They were very comfortable and they did not want to change. That can happen to us too, to resisting God's call in our lives. And sometimes we delay the responses. We would say, hey, God is calling me, but I will wait. How many times we have done that? The visitation is not permanent. There is a period of grace, and this is the period of grace that we are in. Open our hearts to the visitation of God in the midst of our lives, to recognize Him, to understand Him. God still visits us today. He comes near to us in many different ways, not always dramatically like the riding on a donkey, but in quiet and powerful ways that we may ignore. When the Word speaks directly to our heart, when our conviction stirs, when you feel the urge to pray or to repent or to return, pay attention. These are not accidents. These are promptings of the Spirit to pay attention that God is speaking to you. Sometimes we do not open the door. For if a stranger comes and knocks at the door, we tend not to open the door, especially during these days, because we don't know him. But God is knocking the door of our heart every day, every moment of our lives. So open the door for them, even though you may not recognize him, but he has a call for you. The danger of missing the moment is that there is going to be a crucifixion coming. And you don't want to be in that crowd that will call again, crucify him. We don't want to be that kind of people. So that is the point of missing, the risk of or danger of missing the moment. It is not just about Jewish people or Jerusalem. It is of every heart. There's a danger in saying that I'll get serious later, or I will surrender my life someday later. But that day may never come. The day is today to give our hearts to Jesus. To recognize the visitation of Jesus in our lives is very important. As people of God, help us to receive him every day, to accept him as our Lord and Savior. Because he is trying to talk to us, to rule in our hearts as Lord and Savior. Through situations in our lives, through circumstances that may not be happy or pleasant, but he is there in the midst of that. If you recognize him and accept him, you can feel him, you can experience him. May the good Lord bless us these words as we go from this place to experience not only the power of his word, but also to spread it to others, the care and compassion and the comfort that Jesus provides. Amen. The closing hymn is "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." It will be on the screen as well. If you are able, please stand. Sacrifice them to People of God, let us not miss the presence of God in plain sight, just like the people who crowded there on that Palm Sunday. He is there in the midst of our pains. He is there in the midst of our suffering. But open our hearts to recognize him, to accept him in our hearts, that we can experience his peace, his comfort that he provides. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.